Now, it's undoubtedly the highlight of the Goring Gap Boat Club's year, and it is just 6 days away. So, of course, I'm talking about the Goring and Streatley Regatta and River Festival, and it takes place next Saturday. So here to tell us more is one of the organisers and chairs of the Goring Gap Boat Club, Lorraine Rogers. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning.
So how long have you been involved in it?
I've been involved with the boat club for about 8 years. Now, so it feels like a very long time, in fact, since my children were about 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
I wanted some escape time, so I joined the boat club.
Oh, and are you a good rower?
No. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. It's a recreational boat club, so it's Saturdays and Sunday mornings, and it's really for anybody to come along. It's there's some good rowers, people that used to row at college. There's people that are learning. There's people that are fit. There's people that aren't fit. There's old people, young people.
That's what's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that everyone can get involved and
exactly.
not feel intimidated.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's about. It's it's not like the other boat clubs, you know, the Reading Boat Club or whatever. It's not competitive. It's really just for the joy of it.
Yes, like our Wargrave Regatta that we have in August is like that. Although I have to say there are quite a few people that think they're competitive.
Oh yes, yeah. Well, you know, and at Goring Streatley Regatta we have a lot of, you know, there's a lot of competition. It's good fun.
And so how long has the actual regatta been going?
Well, 25 years. Yeah. So in its recent sort of format, it was actually started about 200 years ago, nearly 200 years ago. And finished, I think the last one was just as the First World War started. All the boys that used to row in the regatta went off to war, and then it, you know, they didn't come back, and it didn't start again until 1992, when some locals in Goring decided that, you know, sat around having a few pints and thought it would be a good laugh to put on a regatta. So they revived it, and out of that the boat club came. So the regatta started before the boat club, really.
I mean, it's incredible. I find all of these things, because it takes so much organizing,
you would not believe.
So much work, you know, and I think people even that enter or just attend have no idea how much goes on behind the scenes,
because you know, especially the competitors, they feel like they've been putting, you know, a lot of effort in over the last 4 weeks. We've been training them, so they sign up, and of course lots of them have never been in a boat before. So over the last 4 weeks, every night and on a Saturday, we've had sort of three training sessions, with up to four boats going out at any one time, and we teach them to row, and that's interesting. That's my favourite bit of the regatta, is teaching the crews to row, because they are brilliant people. They're really good fun. There's a massive difference between the men and the women. The men obviously think, oh my goodness, I've got to row as hard as I can down this river, and their technique is awful, and they break things, they fall out of the boat. You know, they're really aggressive about it. And the women go, now, what is the technique first? You know, tell me the technique and I'll learn that. And then I might put a bit of effort in. They do it the other way around.
Yeah. And I don't row, but my lovely former neighbour actually took me out and taught me the technique. And I had a go a few times. I just, you know, ran out of time to go and carry it on. But it actually amazed me that how much was involved. So about the regatta then. So, you know, what happens? Who can go and watch?
Anyone can go and watch. We get between sort of, it depends if it's raining. In the last few years, it's been really sunny. We get between 2,000 and 3,500 visitors.
Oh, dear.
There's the cruise racing all day. There's canoe racing that's organised by Pangbourne Canoe Club. So that goes on in between races. And anyone can just turn up and enter on the day, families, friends, kids, whoever. There's dongola racing. Dongolas are punts with paddles, and you can book to race those on the day. So there's river racing to be done. Then we've got a big arena, and there's birds of prey in the arena. We've got some kids entertainment, you know, dry side entertainment going on. We've got giant inflatables for the kids to play on. There's live music all day long. Goring Unplugged is a sort of organisation of bands around Goring and that area, and they play music all day. There's a bar, there's craft stalls.
I was going to say, do you take a picnic, or are there places to buy food?
There's places to buy food. There's lots of food stalls, and lots of people take picnics as well. So it's really like a huge...
It's a huge party,
yeah.
And how far do people travel from to come and support it?
Well, I mean, if they've got people rowing in the regatta, there are people coming from hundreds of miles away. You know, they come and stay for the weekend. But people come from Reading, from, I mean, I live in Reading, Newbury, maybe Oxfordshire.
And I presume there's a website that people can look so they know how to find
it. Yeah, so Goring Gap Boat Club. If it's goringgapbc.org.uk. You can go and find. I mean, it's easy to find, actually. Yeah. It's just outside Streatley, which is between Pangbourne and Wallingford. If you go sort of through Streatley and out towards Wallingford, there's a massive sign on the right-hand side leading down to the river. We've also got buses, actually. So we've got a couple of free buses taking people from Goring Station
to
the regatta. So there's two of those running a shuttle all day long. So you can get the train there and then make use of the bar.
Very organised. So before you go, one last question is that when I've talked to rowers who enter the Henley Regatta and how much they have to eat to keep their energy up, and they eat about 8,000 calories a day, you're not that big. So do you get to eat lots when you're rowing?
No, we don't really. Some of us do eat a lot, but we shouldn't be eating a lot. Honestly, it's all shapes and sizes. It really is.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. But
so carving up is not necessary.
That could be something that would attract people to rowing, because it would attract me.
Definitely.
That I could eat more because if I row. So there we are, folks. But anyway, thanks so much for
coming in,
Lorraine. And if you'd like to pop along to the Goring and Streatley Regatta, it's next Saturday, and you can get to it by foot along the towpath as well from Goring, Streatley, or Moulsford.
Yes.
So it's Debbie McGee.